As Barbados fights another COVID spike, let's look at some of the good that has come out of this pandemic. Executive Vice President and General Manager with Sagicor Life in Barbados, Paul Innes, is among those who believe that it has brought the future into the present, at least for his company, because it has caused a change in its business models.
A very good example would be the whole question of why do I need to print a check and send to you? And given our size and the number of clients we have and the number of customers we support from various functions and segments of our business, why do we continue printing so many checks? Nearly everyone has a bank account. Nearly everyone has a debit card. They have access to ATM. So can we stop printing checks? Yes, we can. Can we encourage those who, and give people the option, but can we encourage people or people and our clients to actually utilize the banking system that makes it much easier for us to actually just have your funds deposited to your account? And you can access your account online, or you can go to the ATM. You can see, as opposed to waiting for a check to turn up in the mail. It's one less piece of paper we have to print, but more so, given COVID, is one less exposure you will have as a client. So we don't want to be sending stuff through the mail, which is touched by several hands, and then the possibility of that reaching you and your family being compromised. So when we look at that, you're not only talking efficiency and cost reduction, but you're also looking after the health and safety, not only of your team, but of your customers, right? So that is one area, and a brilliant one that one of our leaders came up with last year was the whole telemedicine. So during this period, there's some things I don't necessarily need to go and see a GP for. So why can't we facilitate virtual general practitioner and specialist visits for some services? So we implemented telemedicine. All right. So that is a service that's offered in North America and Europe. Wasn't offered in the Caribbean before. So simple, just asking the question, what can we stop doing? What can we start doing? Actually help our people to think outside of the box and really start questioning. And from that, we are actually coming up with solutions while at the same time listening to our customers.
What has been the progress in the area of telemedicine? What is the update?
So we've been able to add a number of medical physicians and facilities within Barbados who have signed up to actually provide the service. And customers, I mean, it is a service where the customer decides and select how they want to. So it is a service not only available in Barbados. We piloted in Barbados initially, but it's also now available across the entire Sagicor Southern Caribbean network. Prior to not having telemedicine, you would pick up the phone and call the doctor. With the use of technology where you can virtually interact with the physician, you can actually have that initial consultation, and it just may save a life, right? So I think that is a positive development, and we expect more and more people as they become or gain some level of comfort to actually use the system.
Executive Vice President and General Manager with Sagicor Life in Barbados, Paul Innes, on Sagicor's early business.